Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not even doing it today. No,
I'm in Caitlin Clark's world, man.
Right, you had to. It's just a pure disgust. I can see it all
over
your
face. That's what it's turned into for me, is disgust.
When Clint started going with, it's unacceptable, I heard him say that, and he hit those two P's hard on that unacceptable. I said, oh, he's in here hot.
Oh, I mean, I was really hot, and then Bajani wants to give me the, oh, it's a long season.
No, he didn't.
Well, he didn't say those words, but he definitely was. He made it clear that's his stance on the Astros right now.
I have to be fair. I'll have to go back. I didn't hear him say that.
No, he did not. He did not use those words. But he definitely implied it. After I said, I don't want to hear nothing from these, it's a long season, folks. He definitely implied it. There ain't no doubt about it. Which I knew. I mean, I know Patrick Creighton and Bajani. I'm pretty sure they're both long season guys. I get it. I mean, that's fine.
I think they got to be reeling. Clinton's 6-14.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're 6.
You have to listen to Area 45 tonight to see. But
I believe Bajani said that where the Astros are is equivalent to two games in a Texan season.
Well, that was Michael Schwab on Twitter actually he saw that tweet.
Well, Bajani co-signed.
Yeah. Well, very, very fair. I follow Michael Schwab. I think he's a good follow in terms of the Astros. I just completely disagree with the notion and the thought and the comparison.
Yep, weak ass mentality.
I'm gonna tell you something.
What did the Texans start last year? 0-2.
Oh, I don't know. Did Baltimore got him, and then who got him next? The Colts got him.
Yeah.
It's a long season.
It doesn't feel the same.
Why do we even play baseball in March and April?
That was an 0-2 with zero expectations.
Not a stitch of it.
Right now, I know there's some folks out there that want to say that they knew C.J. Stroud was going to do what he did. Knew Will was going to do. Well, they knew D'Amico was going to turn this thing around. They knew
Nico.
Who'd I say?
No, I'm telling you, Nico. Nico's the one they knew.
Yeah, no, I mean, but at the end of the day, that's 0-2 with zero expectations, and it was still one of those like, hey, man, y'all better get it together. Wasn't no, hey, it's a long season. That's for damn sure. I don't know if you heard that yesterday, Ron, but I hate that. The thought that the Astros 6-14 start to the Major League Baseball season is like the Texans starting 0-2 in an NFL season. I just couldn't agree. I just can't agree any less. I just can't. I mean, look, here's the deal. Now, unless you believe the 6-14 is a time to go, all right, man, we gotta have some come to Jesus meetings. We gotta get some. Unless you believe what you've watched with the Astros is.
By the way,
Bregman
said they don't.
What?
Bregman said, I think everybody knows that we gotta play better.
Kind of. Yeah. And he also said.
Kind of poo-pooed that.
Good teams find a way to win, and we ain't doing it. Is what he said. So, is another thing he said, Ron. But my thought is this: if this football team this year starts out 0-2, there ain't gonna be now somebody may present it to the media that, hey man, we got 15 games left, you know, all of our dreams are still in front of us and goals are still in front of us, yada yada yada. But I guarantee you, on that practice field and in that locker room and in those staff meetings and those player meetings and those prep meetings, there's a sense of urgency and there ain't no sense of relax, everything's going to be fine inside that building. Absolutely no chance that that's the case. So, I can't get down with what I've watched from the Astros being compared to an 0-2 NFL season start, unless you believe that the Astros are in a spot where they better get it together.
I just want people to stop comparing them to anybody. Why don't you just look at what the hell you're looking at every day? Don't compare them to the 2000 whatever team that started out 15-30. Don't compare them to any. No, look at what you're watching.
Yeah, I agree.
Look at what you're watching. And I'll be honest, like, any of you, honest to God, from what you've watched, any of you that you believe that they still have a chance, that this thing getting over, and I'm cool with it. Any of you that believe that, you're believing the same things that Joe Espada is about Jose Abreu. If any of you out there, those of you who believe, because I'm sure of it, if we did this right now, how many of you believe that the Astros can turn this around? And I think fairly many of you will believe and say yes. But you're doing the same thing that the Astros and Jeff Bagwell and the manager Joe Espada is doing. This was Joe Espada talking about why he still believes that Abreu may turn it around.
Are there things you're seeing maybe not in game or in game with Abreu that gives you confidence that he can pull out of this offensively?
History. You know, the back of his baseball card. You know, he can do it.
History. It's the only reason. It's the only reason. Now, many of you are probably tired of her. Sean Pendergast lost his mind about this. Many of you are tired of this because basically Bagwell has hit his back of the baseball card with Jose Abreu, who I would like to again say Tuesday I threw the towel in on him. And you heard the manager, history. It's the only reason, Clinton Tyler, anybody that is an Astros fan will have belief that the Astros will get out of it. Don't give me the injuries. They ain't got enough damn in. They ain't got that many damn injuries to be rolling out here 6-14. Clint and Tyler, I know for about the last decade this has been the golden age of the Astros, and maybe you all have forgotten what a bad baseball team looks like day in and day out. But luckily for you, old Cousin Ron is here, and Cousin Ron has lived his whole life watching a bad baseball team. I am almost 40 years old, and I can only think about 5 to 6 seasons that the baseball team that I root for was any good. And I've seen bad baseball. And the Astros do a lot of bad baseball team stuff. When you start thinking about bad baseball teams, they generally find ways to lose games. The Astros are finding ways to lose games. When you look at a bad baseball team, one thing you can point to is their bullpen probably stinks. The Astros' bullpen has been horrific. One thing you look at when you see a bad baseball team, they kick the ball around. They don't make the plays that they should make. How many errors do you find that the Astros have in games? They're doing it. Another thing you see, just can't get hits with runners in scoring position. Oh, yeah, maybe that comes and goes. Well, for bad baseball teams, that never acts up. That never comes together. Listen, I know some don't want to say it. The only reason why you have belief, it's the same reason why they have belief in Abreu, is history. It's the only reason. It is. And I understand why you have it. And you should, like, I have it completely. I'm hanging on by a thread. I got a fingernail. But the only reason is the history. And the belief that you have this team. Because, Clint, what they do, what did T.O. say? Not Jeff Garcia, but what T.O. say? Walks like a duck. Quacks like a duck. Smells like a duck. Damn it, it's a duck. They do a lot of bad baseball team stuff. And the only reason why we just won't go out the limb and say they a bad baseball team is because of the history. And there's a belief they'll spin it around. But Clint, man, they do. Like, you go out there and you watch them game in and game out. They just, they do everything that bad baseball teams do.
That's right. That's right. And I, look, they've been good enough in the past to overcome some of those things because they've always had some, like Tyler talks about with Altuve. And, you know, there's always been some, a couple little bonehead things here or there that you just have the ability to overcome when it matters the most. And it's just ain't happening, man. I mean, you laid it out perfectly, and that's exactly my concern. There is multiple things that says bad baseball team that have to be corrected if you're going to be a good enough team to make a run at another World Series, which is the expectations. Like I said, Bregman said it himself. Good baseball teams find a way to win games, and they're not finding ways to win games. They're finding ways to lose them.
I can't believe they lost the game yesterday. I thought they had disgusting. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought that was it. And like, I know we'll look at Abreu's era, and you should again. You can't go up there and hit .7 or .6, whatever he's hitting, and then make errors in the field.
I'm sure they bothered.
You're playing the easiest position on the diamond to play.
That's literally what I said yesterday. As soon as it happened, you can't do that right now. You just can't.
That boy, he's got to be Brooks Robinson over there, and I know Brooks didn't play first base, but he has got to be amazing. I mean, he has got to be a defender that you don't have to worry about anything. Mm-mm. But I will say before that, they sure was teeing off on Ryan Pressly anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.